Blog Talk Radio.
PLM, baby.
These various rappers are so hilarious. Who put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you will still get your shit bust. Only spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, G5. Luda.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here shouting you out for your birthday and making this a grand occasion.
Happy birthday, baby. Hope you get many more, many more. May everything you wish for become a reality. And, you know, I just wish you lots of love and thug fashion.
Oh, no, yo, don't.
And no, I'm not hating. I keep it real, right?
chosen few. Team Underdog. Reach the lost cause. What up, A-Mac? Hey, the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chambers. What up, A-Mac? Hey, what up, A-Mac? The new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. It's the new crew, Dirty Zoo, chose a few chains. The few coming through, underdogs, swinging bangers. Hang on like a hanger, danger if you miss it. Don't be a stranger, scared to come visit. What is it, a blizzard? I'm cold like Chicago. Bars on lock like them, so don't follow. Hot hollow, fighters like tomorrow. Rhymes like mine, cause I shine like tomorrow. The sun'll come out, run out into the brightness, and witness the fitness of lyrical tightness. Writing, reciting, new trails I'm blazing. Playing for keeps, my style's so amazing. Raising the bar, by far few can catch them. None ever pass out, last beat the best up. The best can step up, step off my property. Supreme the king, I won't break like pottery.
More lines than a polygraph. I'm more Bobby. More lines than a polygraph. I make my more lines than a polygraph. More lines than a polygraph. I make my father mad. I got the bells and whistles that your favorite rappers often lack. I remember back when you called me odd and whack, and now I'm sitting on your brain. Call me starter cap. How hard is that? I'll never fade away. Most hookers hate me cause I never pay to play. I'm on the whole scene, deals with no record deal. So tell them don't turn around. Ace of base, I ate your face with my verse and regurgitated. This whole flow's the truth, I'm a servant naked. I smell like victory, so buddy learn the fragrance. I'm what the rock is cooking, I'm what hip-hop invented. I make them stop inventing, I'll do it a cappella. They used to diss me, now I get more props than I can tell ya. I got a magic bit, I call it Penicella. I got that raw spit, they call it Salmonella.
Yo. Yo. I'm dropping the force, down on a horse, street, fighting wars with a unicorn horse, lost in a matrix, walk with the forsaken, in a cipher, my words is very blatant, they contemplating, street brains, cash rules everything, halos up with these angel wings, clean elo, heavy metal, magneto, bars lethal, I rock with God's people, the Hebrews, each verse, is the gift and a curse, deep in the dirt, I rise for a second rebirth, in the dark ages, of God's favorite, half man, half amazing, y'all stargazing, with the flagrant, gun in hand, New York Iron Man, the lion's in green, fire the son of man, Wu-Tang, floor swinger, from the dirty chamber, when there's a star, hustle hard before a place of danger.
Yeah, talk about a timeless track, classic, Supreme, A-Mac, come on.
I love my city and my city love me. I love my city and my city love me. I love my city, I love my city, I love my city, I love my, I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from, LA, where you from? I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from, LA, where you from? I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from, LA, LA. I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from, LA, where you from? Tell me. If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be? Where I'm from, LA, where you from? Tell me. I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from, LA, where you from? Tell me. If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be? Where I'm from, LA, where you from? Tell me. From Patterson to Fern Rock, none but love. I'm profiling in the whip, I'm taking a sub. From Patterson to Fern Rock, none but love, a profiling in the whip, or I'm taking a sub. From Patterson to Fern Rock, none but love, a profiling in the whip, or I'm taking a sub. Cyphers, the South Street helmet sparking. My first L flank, heard the market. My town, the sharpest chapter stack. Had stars on the map before rappers
back, and then they held us back, like we all was whack. But the legendary rules put a stop to that. Now Ella does sign this, we out the box, shining like a bag of ice out with rocks. The whole down these blocks filled up with thugs. Show brotherly love, old field and slugs. So we've been booing the plug. They lack respect, you have your bothers so hard for the crack in your neck. See, that's what you get, cause that's what you want. Supreme from Philly, yeah, the home of the blood. I have your bothers so hard for the crack in your neck. See, that's what you get, cause that's what you want. Have your bobbin so hard for the crack in your neck. See, that's what you get, cause that's what you want. Supreme from Philly, yeah, the home of the blood.
I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me.
If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be?
Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me. I love my city and my city love me. Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me.
If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be?
Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me. All over the world, we got spots for y'all go. You got some jumping in your town. All over the world, we got spots for y'all go. You got all over the world, we 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 got all over the world, all over the world, we got spots for y'all go. You got some jumping in your town, and I go. I roll to Miami where the cold up north. South Beach got the chicks that be taking it off. DC to VA to holler at my peeps. To Delaware, be more than Virginia Beach. I fall in Atlanta with the freak dick girls. Chester to Philly cause the peeps is served. AC in Vegas where the gambling big. I got the represent church cause they over the bridge. And then the NYC so I can see Times Square. Fly to LA, all the stars are there. Detroit, Chi-Town where the Big West at. Down to Orleans, the Mardi Gras is fat. Been through the Carolinas, I'm partying hard. South by Southwest in Texas, y'all.
I love my city and my city love me.
Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me.
If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be?
Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me. I love my city and my city love me.
Where I'm from,
LA.
Where you from,
tell me.
If it wasn't for my city, yo, where would I be?
Where I'm from,
I'm give me the love, give me the hand, give me the sense, give me the sense, give me the sense. Everything between, if I don't get it, I'ma take it. Hey, sick of waiting, yeah, I'm really out of patience. When I roll up in the place yelling, assalamu alaikum, what? Go get it, yeah, everybody knows that. So far ahead, your current style is my throwback. I make you go back, rewrite your whole track. When I rap, no filter like a phone app. Oh snap, hashtag that. The beat so sick, get your hazmat mask. Oh, I'ma grab it, if I want it, I'ma have it. I've been living like I'm broke, time to live in something lavish. I'm a savage, you just average. I've been around the nation, my Bible's an atlas. I foam from the mouth.
Yeah. Mac. Supreme. Backside be ready because they knocking your block off. Rock till I drop, girls taking they tops off. Hot like hot dogs, cream is not long. One time, wind up in the back of a cop car. Pissed off cause I got stopped cause I'm black, y'all. Pants had a sad, pass to the back, y'all. Supreme is that for, smash the glass, y'all. Just like a trolley, I ride a track hard. They match your track star, built for rock stars. Get geeky lifted off the ground like platforms. I write the right songs to keep the lights on. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, this is ODB Raw. C-I-C, y'all, having a seat, y'all. I know my nigga, are you ready to meet? Yours, and be gone around for eons, around when your favorite rapper was a peon. You know, like when your favorite rapper got peed on, cause he was a peon. Come on. Rump shaking. Let's talk about something real. Come on, let's talk about.
There's a war going on inside. Do I let it go or do I let it ride? There's a war going on inside. Why go left when I want to talk right? There's a war going on inside. Life sucks, I suck side. There's a war going on inside. Do the right thing and everything will be fine. There's a whole lot of hell, somebody put me to heaven. ASAP, I'm in need of a blessing. Life is a lesson and the teacher is hard. I hate to be stressing, I'm believing in God. I got a good job and a couple of kids. The more that I make, man, the more that I give. If it ain't one thing, I swear it's another. Get one thing going and two things humble. I don't like to grumble, happy-go-lucky. Got two baby mamas, even one of them want me. The road gets bumpy, but I strive to drive. Even overcame sugar, got the DUI. My eyes seen a lot, but it's more to come. If life got a pile, then I want me some. One slice, that's right, man, it's hard to earn. But don't give me nothing that I didn't deserve. Time to get up.
Yeah.
Get up, get out and be somebody. Get up, get out and be somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rise and shine, everybody.
Yeah. Get up, get out and be somebody. Get up, get out and be somebody.
It's been a minute since I felt this way. Yeah. When the stars lined up, things going my way. Like the sun came out so the kid could play. It's been dark for a while, but I smiled each day. Put the work in when I wanted to say. To hell with it all, but to God I pray. Give me the strength to stay strong today. To stay 10 toes down, don't bend or break. Don't fall victim to the storm of fate. Be untouchable like an armor plate. No weapon form should ever harm my face. I was put in this place to be strong and great. Negativity can stall my case. Nothing you can throw would ever scar my face. I fight every day to run a righteous race and hit the finish line at a lightning pace.
Yeah.
Rise and grind, a new day to shine, a brand new 24 to leave the past behind.
Get up, get out and be somebody. Get up, get out and be somebody.
Rise and grind.
PLM, baby.
See, that's the reason why we have our brother, our PLM brother, DJ Waheed, do the mixes, because we understand that every time he does the mix and you listen to it, you are not only hypnotized, but you are moving your butt. I know this. I don't have to see you to know it. That's what's happening. But in case you don't know, this brother, he will do any party for you. He'll do divorce parties. He'll do weddings. He'll do gender reveals. He'll do everything, barbecues, a whole nine. He might even do a childbirth. I don't know. See, that's the thing. If you need a DJ anytime you're having a baby right there in the hospital, he'll DJ that too. Right there in the ward when you're giving birth. It's like as you're going into labor pains, you could be dancing and giving birth to new life. See, that's how good he is. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we do it like that, right? And why am I yelling and screaming and feeling so happy? Well, not only because we are continuing to celebrate our PLM boss, our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, continuing with the birthday celebration. My Wizards won tonight, and yes, I'm going into it with March Madness. We started in Carolina, won last night, beating Duke. I'm sorry for all my Coach K fans. I'm sorry. He's had an illustrious career as a coach, but we had to do it. Tar Heel fans, and yes, I am coming for Villanova. I'm saying it right now. But anyway, going into it, I am your host. In case you didn't know, I am your host for the evening, DJ FX. And let me first say on behalf of the PLM team, we would like to thank all of the millions of fans for listening in. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with us, and we love you for it. That's why we love you for that. All right, now, let me get serious for a hot minute. Before we get back into our celebration, because I know that's what we're going to get into, that's what you're waiting for, but we must first give our thoughts and prayers to Ukraine and all Ukrainians around the world affected by the Russian invasion. All right, our beautiful boss, Ms. Spontaneous, will have more information on this heinous act on human beings on her Instagram. All right, so please stay updated. It is understood, and this is what I've just found out, it is understood that the ceasefire was unsuccessful, where it was supposed to allow the evacuation of residents from two cities in Ukraine. That's Mariupol, all right, and Volnovakha, okay? Russian forces have continued to fire on these cities and surrounding areas. However, talks are ongoing to reset a ceasefire to ensure a safe humanitarian passage. So hopefully all the talks will go well, allowing the people to be able to go to where they want to go and be able to flee. Because right now this whole war, it is what it is. We just make sure this whole thing stops. It's got to stop. All right. It has also been reported that 7-time All-Star and 2-time Olympic champion center that plays for the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner, has been detained for the past 3 weeks on drug charges. All right, according to the New York Times, the Russian Federal Customs Service said its officials had detained the player after finding vape cartridges that contain hashish oil in her luggage at the Sheremetyevo airport near Moscow. All right, it is said that this detention of a high-profile American could be a ploy to gain leverage in the political and economic standoff with the U.S. government over the Ukraine invasion. All right, so we hope all goes well, and we pray for the safe return of the All-Star. All right, so let's hope and pray that happens. All right, also this Sunday, all right, is dubbed as Bloody Sunday. On March 7th, 1965, around 600 people crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge, led by a young 25-year-old activist by the name of John Lewis, in Selma, Alabama, attempting to march to Montgomery, Alabama, all right, only to be faced with brutal attacks by oncoming state troopers hoping to stop the march for voting rights. This is one of the big reasons that voting rights are so important, because there have been people to fight and even die for that right. So it must be preserved. So that's why when it comes to our voting rights, it's a hot button issue. So we got to make sure that it is preserved and that everybody has a chance to vote. All right. So we understand the evils of the world will always appear in some shape or fashion, but we must find a way to deal with these evils the best way we can. We know that even with the war going on, the convoys forming, protesting the vaccine mandate supposedly coming to D.C. tomorrow, outside of that, COVID is still here. But despite all of that, we are going to keep you entertained the best way we can. So that's why I am welcoming you all back, both those that have been with us and new fans, all right, to another exciting episode of the annual celebrity birthday celebration of this year, 2022. As you know, we are here to celebrate the birthday of our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, the female artist who was managed by Tupac. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies, and still selling today. She has also received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020 from Full Sail University, and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing in the next few years from now, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by Kevin Powell. Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events. So please stay updated, all right, to all our upcoming shows and interviews. All right, now here we go. Here we go. Now is the time for me to introduce our guest for the evening, all the way from the city of brotherly love, home of the cheesesteaks. I must get me one next time I go back up there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All the way from Philly, he is the true party resurrector. We've had this brother on before, and we are blessed to have him back on once again. So without further ado, here he is, the one and only, the urban entertainer. He is here to make you wobble. Supreme, the resurrector, what is going on?
Yo. Y'all, it's all good, man. Just hearing that mix make me realize that I did do something in this planet Earth and did make some people resurrected. Yo, it make you feel good to hear that, you know. Plus, I'm a hip-hop fanatic, so, you know what I mean, hearing the cutting and scratching of the DJ, which is one of the elements of hip-hop, and all mixes of my, you know, some of the songs, I was like, wow, I forgot about this. I got to add this to the set. You know what I mean? So it was good, good to hear that. Man, it was Jan. I was like, yo, that's me. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do so much, you forget about what you did because you're always looking to the next lick. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good to revisit your past and your present. And to have it all rolled up in a beautiful mix like that was an honor, you know what I mean, especially on such a great occasion for my sister Spontaneous and to be considered one of the celebrities she considered to be a part of this. It's always an honor. It's always good to be with you, DJ FX, too, as an interviewer, because, you know, you do your thing, man. You got the voice. You got the props to you. Just good to be here, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. First and foremost, let me thank you for being on, for blessing us with your presence. Because, I mean, again, you being a legend. I mean, let's just put it out there. You are a legend in the hip hop game. You know, I mean, your resume is longer than my arm. Definitely longer than any tractor trailer that I see. You know what I'm saying? So you got that prowess, man. And I definitely got to get into this because it's been on my mind. And I definitely got to start by telling the audience how you and I met and the show you put on, because I know it was an album release party in Philly, right. And this was like a few years ago. And yeah. And I definitely want you to talk about, like, how that show went and just let them know, like, you know, Supreme the Resurrected, like, how that name came to be. And I definitely want us to go into that experience. So definitely give them, like, the name, like, Supreme the Resurrected. Like, yo, like, what sparked that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what sparked that, yeah, as well as you getting into the hip-hop game?
Yeah, well, you know, I was getting in the hip-hop game early as a fan, you know, looking at Breakin' Beach Street. I was just with my DJ the other day. We was 13 years old when we saw Beach Street. then Wild Style. Mm-hmm. I think it was a triple feature, Beat Street, Wild Style, and Breakin'. And we came out that movie, was like, this is what we want to do. So we came out drawing on everything, breakdancing on everything. And then after we saw Crush Groove maybe a year or two later, we decided, you know, he's going to be the DJ, I'm going to be the rapper. And we had a homie, Cosmic Chris, and we started the Hard Rock MC. And the list, you know, we just was dabbling and dibbling. Like I said, still fans of the hip-hop, going back and forth to New York, visiting my aunt, because we wanted to be in the Bronx where it started at, and we was there. So we was seeing it. We was just there. We just part of, you know, we from Philadelphia, not too far away from that, Southwest Philly, representing Penrose. We was just some three kids that was trying to get into the game. And then as I got older and getting to it as far as business-wise and learning more, I got with a crew called Dark World Entertainment with Dr. Shock, and he kind of honed me. And got me on the right track and started doing shows and started seeing that I'm a great performer and blah, blah, blah. So the name came about was as a kid, when we do the graffiti thing, I would write Marley Marl. My name is Jamal, so I would say Marley Marl, the MC Supreme, Marley Marl, the MC Supreme. And, of course, somebody had to hit me and be like, hey, yo, you know there's a Marley Marl out there, right?
He got crazy, man.
So I said, well, you know, I dropped the Marley Marl, and I just kept calling myself the MC Supreme, and so on and so forth. When you, you know, as rap got on with the MC Hammers and the MC this and the MC that, you know, everybody dropped the MC off their name, so I just became Supreme. And then I got affiliated with Wu-Tang. You know, they became my brothers and family and started hanging around with Wu-Tang in the 90s and running around with them and the Old Dirty and the Brooklyn Zoo. And, you know, a lot of people kept hitting me up with the 5% question, are you God body? And I'm not a 5%er, so I was, you know, I didn't want to represent that click wrong. So I was like, no, I'm not a 5%er, but, you know, because everybody's Supreme Allah, Supreme Mathematics, Supreme this. So when you see Supreme, you got to automatically check me, see if I'm God body, right, if I know my lessons and my degrees. And I'm like, nah, I'm not a part of that. But being in a group later on with DJ Exotic D and another partner, Kick, we was the Regulators. And the Regulators was a dope group. And we was all in the 90s in the early part of the hip-hop in the Philadelphia area. So when we broke up, I didn't want the name to go down in vain. So, I would call myself Supreme the Regulator. So I've been Supreme the Regulator for a minute. And then what happened was I started getting into live music. So, of course, I was a part of a band called Supreme, Simple and Supreme. And then I got into a band. After that broke up, we was in a band called The Resurrect. So The Resurrect was like, you know what I mean, it was good. For a good 10 years, we was killing it, going everywhere, touring, seeing the world, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, when that dissolved, I had to keep The Resurrect alive because everybody knew me from Supreme. They'd be like, Supreme from The Resurrect. So I was like, nope, I'm Supreme The Resurrector now. So after being Supreme The Resurrector, and the funny thing is, it happened on Facebook because I was being funny and I put Supreme The Resurrector in remembrance of my group and they wouldn't let me change my name back. So I got stuck with that. So I had to make it fly and be like, well, Supreme The Resurrector means, you know, I bring dead things to life. So that's how I got the name Supreme The Resurrector in remembrance of my last band, The Resurrect. And just like I said, I like the way it sounds. There's a lot of Supremes out there, especially in the Wu-Tang world and all that family and affiliates that come with that. So Supreme The Resurrector was original. Nobody owned it. I spelled it differently. You know what I'm saying? So nobody questioned me about being God body no more. It was just I'm Supreme The Resurrector. You know what I'm saying?
And that you do. You definitely resurrect the party because going back to what I was talking about, like the album release party you did in Philly like a few years back, like with you and Judah Priest. And shout out to Judah Priest, man. I mean, y'all came together and jumped on stage and did the damn thing. You know what I mean? I mean, the crowd was just loving it. They was eating it up. And because I know you was part of working with the Clown Posse. Right, with that time.
So it was like you
brought that, you know, that energy, right? So real quick story, because, again, it's still funny to me to this day. So, like, because I know, like, after, like, you know, after the night was over, like, we, like, all three of us were just walking through the street, like, that was dope, but that was something else. Like, it was just a lot of things you just don't see in a normal show. But all I know, and I will never forget this for as long as I live, like before the show starts, I mean, I cannot forget this. Before the show starts, all I know, it was this guy carrying, like, I thought was a child. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the time. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, it's like 9, about to be 10 o'clock. It's like later. I'm like, whose child is this? And who, like, what kind of parent would a child be up and bring them to a concert? Like, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, they couldn't get, like, a babysitter at the time or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I just got to see what's going on here. So I'm like, they carrying them down the steps, like, on their shoulder. Like, they got them on their shoulder carrying them down. I'm saying, what, the baby can't walk? Like, their legs ain't working? Like, what's going on? So, so they bring it to the stage. And I'm like, what, they performing? Like, what's going on? So next thing you know, he put them down. I'm looking at my man. My man got a mustache, beard going on, wild hair. I was like, man, it's a grown-ass man over here. He's just one of them little people, man. I was like, get out of here, man. And, like, he jumped on the mic, and he rocked it, man. I was blown away, man. And that was, like, the opening act, if I remember correctly. But all I can say is, like, the rest of that night, man, the Clown Posse, you, Judah Priest, man, y'all lit it up, man. I mean, like, yo, it was packed. It was packed. I mean, man, that was like one of my first experiences watching your show. So that's why I gotta let everybody know, like, whenever he's in your town, you have to go to this brother's show. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. The Resurrector is not a name that was just made up. That is a way of life. My man comes to the show and he resurrects the party. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that because he's on the show right now. I've been saying this brother, yo, I just can't say enough. But for one, I got to go down the resume just a little bit. Like, I got to hype this up. I mean, you have opened for such acts such as, like, The Roots, Fat Joe, KRS-One, you know, Luke, Dougie Fresh, EVE, Beanie Siegel, even the late Notorious B.I.G. I mean, yo, that's why I'm saying your resume is just flat out dope, man. It's flat out dope. That's one of the things, like, yo, I had to push that out there. So excuse me if I'm, like, really hyping it up, but yo, you know what I'm saying? So, but I must turn my attention to a quote that you have, and I definitely want you to expound on this quote real quick. And this quote says, and I quote, "I believe the strength and love are of music, and when it, you know, when you mix faith and hope, anything is possible." All right. So, like, what brought about that quote? Because that is a very inspirational quote and one I can definitely live by. Right. So what brought about that quote?
Well, what happened was I got selected to do be an artist, part of Music Beats Cancer organization, and I met the president, who's a physician, and they're coming up with all kind of innovative ways to cure cancer, and they want music and musicians to help generate the funds to do this because they got a lot of work to do. It's expensive to find cures and treatments and things like that. So they enlist artists to help raise funds, and they ask for a great quote, you know, a quote that you know, it'll be an honest quote that, you know, everybody probably, you know, I don't know if they come from, I'm assuming everyone came from the heart. And I was just thought about it for a minute, and I said what I said, and I said, damn, that's real, because I think having faith on anything is possible. And when you mix music, faith, and love, all rolled up in one, and I came up with the magical, because, you know, you had this, it was like, give it less than 100 words or whatever, 100 letters, you know, you didn't have that much space to say what you had to say, and that just came to my heart, and that's what I said, and that's what I believe. I believe with the music that we got, the love that we got, and faith that we should have, I believe God is happy and can make things go in your favor for anything you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you got to be in that light of love and faith. And like I said, when you do the music, man, music can sway you to do murder. Music can sway you to do drug dealing. Music can make you be a thug, but also music can make you be an angel. Music could make you be a thug angel, you know. Shout out to the late, great Tupac. Music could make you do wonderful things to change this earth, because music is powerful. Like, the most powerful angel in heaven was the devil. And he was all music, and God loved him. And God loved him. He made him just to be this powerful thing called music. And then when he decided to, you know, exalt his king, you know, higher than God's kingdom and jealousy and envy, he got banned. So that's why on this earth, you know, there's good music and there's bad music. There's music to inspire and there's music to tear down. And I just want to be a part of the music that inspires and makes people have a good time. So that's why I came up with that quote. And hopefully through musiccares.org under artist Supreme the Resurrector, you can hit my page through my Instagram or through their page, music, beachcancers.org, and donate. And help me, you know, raise funds as far as me to the organization to come up with different care. Like I said, the doctor is a beautiful woman, and I mean, you know, not just look, but I'm just saying, you got to be a beautiful person that want to have the gift to heal and the gift to resurrect and the gift to give people a second chance. That's a beautiful thing. So anytime I could be a part of it and was selected to be a part of it, which is another honor. And it was just, you know, I've been going all out with it. You know, whatever they ask for me, I'm going to do.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. And like you said, you know, when it comes to music, like you said, it can tear you down or it can build you up. Because one quote I always often hear is, you know, music calms the savage beast, which is true. You know, because I know, like, you know, especially in this, you know, today's world, it's like, again, you know, everything going on, especially with this war going on and COVID happening. You know, now one thing I can say when it came to COVID is, unfortunately, we had the deaths and we have the, you know, the mandates and stuff like that. But one thing is for sure is that with the online presence, like, we were still able to reach others, you know, just from the safety of our own home. You know what I mean? And that includes you as well, you know, as you know, the music that you put out there, you know, there are those that are, they're buying it and they're grabbing it and grooving to it. You know, and it's like, you know, in a day and a time where it's like, you know, you could just sit down and just be like, oh, woe is me. You know, I wish this day would, you know, would end and stuff like that. It's like, you know what? Let me take this day, you know, let me groove a little bit, you know, let the heart groove, let the feet groove, let the booty, you know, because I know you got the wobble going on, which I'm going to definitely ask you about that because there's a lady on one of those videos, and I got to ask you about that. But I'm gonna save that though. I'm gonna save that. we go get
whatever you got.
Trust me, I'm burning to find out, like, who is she. But yeah, like I said, we gonna come back to that. But I do want to say, like you said, with music, musicbeatscancer.org. I do want to, you know, give a shout out to that. So musicbeatscancer, all one word, .org. So like my brother was saying, Supreme, just go there if you want to donate. He was definitely one of the artists, one of the talented artists, a part of that. As a matter of fact, non-profit crowdfunding event. Yeah. So definitely check it out. Again, that's musicbeatscancer.org. You know, again, my brother is, you know, again, you gotta check out his show. Yeah. So again, thank you for that, for all that you do on that. Thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
So, but I definitely got to ask you this, and I know the fans want to know. You know, both old and new, and the fans want to know, how did you come to know our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous? How did that connection come to be?
Yeah, that's a funny story. That's really funny. Like, you know, the 90s, right? Late 80s, early 90s, you know, I was a fan of this woman because of her fingernails. And I appreciate anybody as a musician. And I always noticed the music note on her. And you know, I just figured, hey, she must be a singer or something, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But she was beautiful. She had the screen set on fire. Everything is great. Everything is lovely. But other than that, you know, the box covers was beautiful. And that's how I knew her. But to actually meet her was another story. You know, like I never thought I would meet. I never knew she was from Philadelphia, and I didn't know we had same ties. Like with my brother Mike Tyler, is like my OG. You know what I'm saying? That was her mm-hmm. mentor as a musician, because she was a drummer. Like I would have never known that. Never knew that at all. But anyway, a brother of mine was telling me he's starting production. And, you know, he got these artists, and he got to meet this Spontaneous. She has artists, and he's telling me who she is. And he's like, you know her? I was like, hell yeah, I know her. So anyway, he gives me her number. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what it's going to be about. You know, it's about music. And, you know, I love music. When we talk music. We talk anything else. Hey, we can talk that too. But anyway, the conversation was about music, and it was just this sweet person on the phone, like just like could be your sister, your aunt, your whatever. It could be just we talked for 2 hours straight about music and how we gonna get this, how she wanted me to help her with these artists and everything, and we just talked literally 2 to 3 hours top. It was just a conversation that lasted 3 hours. And it was just, right. I couldn't stop her from talking. I couldn't stop talking. And it was just like, we looked at the clock. It was like, oh, my God, it's 3 hours later. Wow. So of course, we had to meet because we had so many great ideas and so many things in common. And you know, I love a drummer. You know what I'm saying? Especially a female drummer. Yeah. I always say, you're a female drummer, you can write your own ticket. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we both got booked to host an event in Allentown, and that's where we met actually face to face because we kept in touch all the way up to that, and then we finally met,
right.
And there was even a bigger connection. Like this woman is just amazing. It's like it was just amazing. We had a great time hosting the show. We did our thing. We got our money. We tore Allentown up, and we became even more friends after that. And then after that, I was lucky enough. She said, I'm having a birthday party, you know, and, you know, she did the birthday every year. So I'm going to go to the big one, you know what I mean, with the stars and celebrities. But she felt that she trusted me and knew me enough that invited me to to the private party with her and her whole family. And it was a beautiful place. We had this, they had a beautiful party for her. She's well loved by her peoples and her family. And I was amongst them. We ate. We had a great time. It was like that was. I mean, to me, it was even better than going to the celebrity one because every celebrity one she have, I'm always booked and I can't make it.
Right.
And then I was like, damn. Right. So when she told me to come to this one, I was like, I'm free. And I came and I went and I really enjoyed it. And we got pictures and everything from that party. And that was a few years ago. And ever since then, we've just been solid. Solid as a rock. Anything she needs from me, she called me. You want to be on radio show? Yup, I'm there. Want to be guest for my celebrity thing? Yup, I'm there. You need me? Want to come here? Here goes some artists I want you to listen to. Tell me what you think. I got you. It's like whatever she need, I got. You know what I'm saying? She just been a really like, and then you know, like I said, to know that I was a fan at first, and then you know, you're just meeting your idols. You gotta be careful meeting your people that you look up to as heroes and idols and people you admire, because you just never know what type of personality you're gonna get after you meet them. But
right,
you know,
a lot of
superstars, a lot of super, 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 superstars. You think they, you know, I don't know what you think they are, especially when you put them on that pedestal of being superstars, and then you find out they jerks or they're horrible people, or you're like, I don't want to never be around nobody like this ever again. Like they said, the worst thing you can do is meet your idol. So imagine meeting somebody that's just like perfect, like just an angel, like a god dog, man. And then you're like, you never think that you would meet this superstar and this just person that was just. You know, you talking about, what you call it? You say you're legends of a war. A legend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A legend.
Yeah.
Of your teenage years and your early man. You meet this legend and this person is just dynamite. Like, damn, girl, what's up with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even on no, like, I want to get with you. I want to holler at you. Or I'm trying to use you. Or I want you to help me become greater. And can you take me under your wing to become? So I'm somebody and you somebody. And now we're going to help other people become somebody. And we're going to just, that light is a light that she just got a light. She's easy to talk to. And Yo, and another thing, you know what made the conversation really long? To her and me, where she was up on every current event, every current event of that time that we had the conversation, and to this day, when she get on the phone and like to this thing, this celebrity celebration this year. I mean, we get on the topics of what's happening in the news. I'm like, this woman just knows. And I'm, you know, I got an opinion on everything. So she's bringing it up, and we both putting our opinion on it. And then next thing you know, the conversation that could have took 5 minutes, can you come on the show? Yep. All right, talk to you then. FX will call you. Turn into an hour. Turn into an hour because we talking about all the current events and what's happening in the news and in the world and how she and her opinion on the presidents and the who is running for president and who's going to win and the riots and the George Floyd. I'm like, damn, it's like talking to her is like talking to CNN. And I ain't talking about no hip hop, no ghetto stuff. You know, we ain't talking about nothing ghetto. We ain't talking about nothing that don't mean shit. And then, you know, we get into our topics. She's telling me about how she's doing in school and she's getting a master's. Mm-hmm. And I'm just proud of her. Like, yo, go, girl. You do it. Like, yo, bye. Yo, I just wish we could really see each other more because, you know, with COVID and she travels so much, I travel so much. Like, if we could really sit down and talk, man, we probably could build an alliance and get a council together between all of us and my people and her people, man, we would tear this industry up. But yeah, it was great, though. That's how I met her, and that's how we came to be really close friends, like really good friends. I consider, like she called me brother, and I definitely consider her my sis, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. That, like you said, I mean, just a big heart, like you said, well-informed.
Yeah, big heart.
And, you know, one thing I must mention is that she will have your cancer information, musicbeatscancer.org, on her Instagram. So she's going to be putting that out there to let everybody know, like, where to go and how to donate and everything. So, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, you know, so, because, again, you know, big heart, man. Yeah.
And nothing dumb, stupid. I mean, beautiful. You know, you see beautiful, you'd be like, oh, man. You don't think about brains all the time, especially when you look at the body parts and everything. You just don't think brains. You just go, oh, sexy. Oh, she's sexy. But when you start talking, sexy don't go out the window or nothing, but brains kick in. And definitely this woman is a smart woman. Like, damn, smart woman. Like, it's just beautiful. I just love talking to people that got good sense. And talking to her is definitely and I just can remember every time we talk, I'm driving somewhere, and a lot of time I'm in the car and we talking, and I'm getting to a destination and I got to park in front of where I'm at so we can finish our conversation, because it's just that deep and it's durable. It's an awesome thing, especially with somebody, like I said, somebody that you, like you see as a legend. Like, man, this person care about my opinion. They care about me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing I can say is that I'm pretty sure, like, when COVID is pretty much dead and gone, because I'm waiting for COVID to be done. So she is looking to, like, at some point down in the future, you know, if both of y'all get together and put something together, man, you know, and
like you said, the global team
can do something, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as long as I'm on the team, I play the quarterback, I play the receiver, and she the coach. Wherever you want me, coach, put me in. Put me in, coach. Let's change the world. Put me in, coach. Let's travel. Let's go see this. Let's go entertain the masses, coach. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
You want some water, I'll bring you the water.
Whatever coach
you need me to be, that's what I'm down to be there.
Right, yeah, it's like this whatever position is like I'll do whatever position I will do.
Because I know at the end of the day, even if I'm injured and I got to sit on the bench, I know at the end of the day we gonna get a ring, we gonna get a Super Bowl ring. We gonna she love football and oh man, when she talking about sports, it's like. And I football my thing, you know what I mean? And then football's my thing, you know what I mean? I don't know too much about basketball, except for if you're a Sixer, and I'll support you. But football and boxing, that's my thing. That woman know all them sports, you know what I'm saying? She be killing it, yeah. She like an almanac. She be doing it.
Right, trust me. She's going to be well informed.
She's So the birthday party, when it become we going back outside, and she had a birthday, I said, mm-hmm. I told her, next time you had a birthday party, I'm going to make sure I'm there. I'm in the building. I'm walking in the door. You know what I'm saying?
So she's going to be I'm looking for you.
Just waiting.
I'm here. Yep, she's going to be looking for you.
She finds me. Like I don't bother her because I know she's busy. I don't like bothering busy people. I mean, I figure, you know, if you need me, I'm here. And she finds me. You know what I mean?
Me every holiday, happy Valentine's Day, happy 4th of July, brother, happy Christmas, brother, kisses from the husband, kisses from the family.
There's always, yo, she find me, and just like I said, somebody told some legend paying attention to you like that. I mean, either she's super special, or I'm super special, or we both super special, because like minds think alike. But I just appreciate that, like, when you get that thing to say, when your text come up and say spontaneous, and say, Merry Christmas, or, you know, Happy New Year, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, you think it's
right.
That's what's up. Appreciate you. Right. I really appreciate you. Appreciate that. You know, it's good to be looked on, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be thought about. And that's what's beautiful about her. It's good to be thought about. And especially with somebody that got so much going on, and they can think about you, that means that person's heart is just incredible.
It is. And that, like you said, that you think about
thoughtful.
You. Right.
Thoughtful.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, like you're saying, like she's always thoughtful, you know, thinking of you, making sure everything is, you know, is okay. And trust me, I get phone calls sometimes where, you know, especially with COVID, it's like, well, if you're traveling, make sure you got this, make sure you got that, wear your mask. I'm like, I know I got it. I know that's the thing. I'm trying to make sure I get out from underneath this thing too, you know, because I can honestly say, and I know I've told you this story before, but I definitely got to share it again. You know, my experience with Spawn, like when I first met her, and you know, again, that's why I say she's always been looking out for me since then. So all I can say is, my first experience with Spawn is when she witnessed me getting molested by a stripper right there on the stage. So that was, yeah. So, yeah, that
was. You got to be in a super fun way.
Yeah, I did. And you know what the funny thing about that was? Yeah. Like, the funny thing was, like, all right, you know, because you know how Spawn always comes up with the dynamite events. So, I mean, she got the ladies with her, man. And, I mean, this one woman, I mean, she had the look. You hear me? I mean, the look was just exotic. I mean, attractive, the shape. And, I mean, we talking about, like, Ebony magazine, Vogue magazine type look. You know what I mean?
Super
like, you know how you have, those, like, those Maybelline commercials? You know, like, you know, the top model on it. Yeah, America's Top Model. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Right? And now the look, I mean, first met her, you know, real sweet, kind. How you doing? And it's like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, wow, you know, okay. It's fine, no ladies. Okay, fine, no to get, you know? So, you know how some brothers are. Some brothers, especially when it comes to an event like this, you know, you got ladies doing their thing, right? So
right
you
on.
Always got the brothers trying to act all, like, hard and thuggish, you know, showing the money. They got the bling going on. But as soon as the music starts, the ladies start dancing, doing their show, whatever. It turns immediately from an adult party to a party that you would do for middle schoolers. Everybody's standing up against the wall, scared to say something.
Scared
I'm like, y'all,
oh,
they
right.
acting. Right. You know, they acting all hard or whatever. You know, I'm sorry, all right. You know, of course, the ladies looking at like, well, you know, who's gonna come up? Who's gonna step up? I'm like, all right, I'll be the party starter. So I'm supreme the resurrector at this point in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I could never get to your level, but I had to be like a fifth of that. You know, I can't. You know, I'm not gonna come in with the mic and nothing like that. I'm like, let me get this party started. Ain't nobody walking up. So I'm gonna do something. So next thing I know, I walk up on stage. Girlie goes from a cute kitten to like a roaring cat. She grabs me, gets me right there on stage, and all I can see is, like, she is dancing, doing her thing. I mean, she went Hulk on a brother. And all you can see Spawn's face is like, what is going on? So even Spawn was so shocked. And I'm like, this is my first ever experience. Because I knew Spawn. I know Spawn from the 90s as well. So I'm like, you know, I'm growing up. Right. You know, of course, I'm too young to really watch her taste, but I know the name. So I know who she is.
Right.
But my first experience with her, and she sees this, like, this is the first time we ever meet, where she's like, one of my girls is tossing this guy. And I'm like, yeah, yep. But long story short, after that night, all I got was, that's him. That guy right there. That's him. Yeah, the girl that just tossed him across. That was him. I mean, yeah, I'm walking around. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that was me. But trust me, like, you know how, you know, like, a part of you is embarrassed, but at the same time, you like,
Yeah.
Like you said, that was a happy meeting. That was a happy meeting. I will never talk about that. I would switch places with you.
Because like I said, I have never seen it, and there was nothing adult. Just everything was a party. You know what I'm saying? We hosted it.
Yeah.
Everything been corporate. Everything with me and her has been like music. Always music. Like I said, I meet you first. Shout out to Mike Tyler, man. That's my brother. You know what I mean? That's my man. That's my main man. You know, and you know, come home soon, bro.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? You definitely shout out to Mike Tyler, man. So, you know, but yeah, man. But one thing is like I said, with Spawn, it's like when she brings the events, you know, the artists. I mean, she gives you a show. And again, with you and her linking up to definitely do the thing, man. It's gonna be epic. It's gonna be something like really special. And that's what I'm looking for. And I know that's what our fans are looking for. You know, because
be phenomenal.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for this COVID phenomenal. To end so we can be like, let's do it.
We outside. Think about it. We outside, man. I've been on tour last year. I've been to Atlanta. We've been to Nebraska, Omaha, Indiana, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around Virginia, and my last two records came out in 20. My first record of this Milk Boy series came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. The first Swing for the Fences came out in 2020. 2021 came out Paper Chase and Rising Ground, which is my latest. At the time when, you know, we was basically in the house and we finally got out the house. And once we got out, I decided to go to shoot the video. I decided to tour. I decided, you know, and be safe. I mean, you know, I really was trying to be, I just didn't want to be, to me, COVID was like, you're going to get it or you're not. Either you're going to, God bless and rest in peace to those that we lost, because we lost some good people. But at the same time, the people that was the survivors, you was going to survive one way or the other. Like, people started opening up nail salons in their house, hair braiding and different things, and Zoom. Like, radios is able to do their thing through Zoom. All the internet radios went up because, you know, this is where we got to look at stuff at now. This is how we can't go in studio with each other. So we made ways. Zoom killed it. If you was a mask maker, you was probably a millionaire now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it was like, if you got any type of hustle in you, out of your body and put you, like I said, you could crawl up and roll up and be scared to death and look at CNN and just shake in your boots, or you could walk in the face, because I even had a shirt in that Swing for the Fences video that I was like, I got especially made for that video, Faith Over Fear. So even that slogan that I actually said for the music, beatscancer.org, that slogan was real. I lived by that, and me and my team lived by it, all of us. We Toxic Radio, WBNC with CL Smooth, my band, you know, Supreme and the North Experience. All my people, we had some of the biggest shows last year. My single release party was huge. My return home from tour show was huge. I mean, like selling out. So, you know, and the places that we went with you, the priest and my sister Lisa B, the Fire Nation Flame, we and you know, brother from Wu-Tang, Dungeon Master, we tore this up. We didn't get to the West Coast, but we damn sure got to Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now this year we gotta go to the West. We gotta connect with my sister Whitney Payton and hit that West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Because she did her thing. You know what I mean? So my whole squad was doing 144,000 chosen too. My whole team was doing it, and that's why I say, like, nothing can stop you if you got faith. You know what I'm saying? Nothing can stop
right.
you if you got faith.
Right. Say that again. Say that one more time just in case people did not hear that. Like, say that one more time.
Like, nothing can stop you if you have faith. And without faith, God is not happy. You want to please God, have faith. Believe that he can do when you don't see that something is happening. Believe that it's going to happen. And it pleases him to make it happen for you. Trust me. I'm a witness. I don't mean turn this into church, but it is. I don't mean take it to church, but it is.
No, preach. Yeah. You know, you got to let folks know.
And you can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't get out there and do some work, your faith is dead. So you got to do some work. You got to have some faith and do some work, and then you'll see the results. So, you know, I mean, COVID to me was the rubber hitting the road. Like, yo, we're going to live or die. And I was like, I declare I'm going to live. And through the grace of God, I didn't get a drop of COVID. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I took that as a badge of honor. Like, I got through this whole thing, and I wasn't masked up the whole time. And then, you know what I mean? I didn't take the protocols like I should have all the time. I mean, like, going to Atlanta scared the hell out of me, though, because it was like, you know, when I was out of town, I was masked up. And to see people that early in COVID, South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta with no mask on, I was like, whoa.
People got desperate down here.
You know?
Get back to Philadelphia. Keep my mask on and find me some vaccinations or something, because these people don't care.
Right. Yeah, man,
that's hilarious.
Ooh-wee. But I know. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm just laughing, man. I was just thinking about that because I was scared. Like, yo, why they don't have no mask on? And I hated the mask. I mean, I was like, really, like, I hate this damn mask. Oh, I hate this mask.
Right.
But to see people that early within, like, walking in convenience stores with no mask, I said, ho, ho, ho. We got to get back north. And these people down south are crazy. Maybe COVID don't exist down here. I ain't sure, but they don't care about no mask, right?
They was living
right
like this now. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know,
mask
mandate.
They didn't
have
no vaccines then. They was like, we God got us. I said, whoa, these faces, the bomb. I got to give you some of that face.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
But I know
thank God we get no COVID.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that does push me into the next question, because I know, like, with the, like you say, you're talking about the faith. And so I want to get into your latest track, and you mentioned it, Rise and Grind. And that's a powerful track there. So I want you to kind of give folks, like, the inspiration behind that one. Because, again, you're like, you're talking about, like, with the faith, you know, faith without work is dead. And that's, to me, it's synonymous with your Rise and Grind track. You know, so, you know, kind of the folks you know, through that, like what said I need to write this?
Definitely the track. We was in Milk Boy, which I won a contest. I won an open mic, and I got a recording deal with Milk Boy Studios in Philadelphia, who does a lot for Atlantic Records, Uzi Vert. Man, Uzi Vibe was recording Rise and Ground. Uzi Vert was recording this thing in the next room. You know what I'm saying? Lil Uzi Vert. Shout out to Lil Uzi Vert. And what happened was the track was just a track that they said they had that wasn't used. I liked it. I took it home. The next day, came up with the verses for Rise and Grind, which is all about faith and being protected by armor. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a day. In the song, is about a day that everything went right. It's kind of like Ice Cube's "Today Was a Good Day," sort of.
Yes.
But it was a little more spiritual because it was just like, you know, definitely more spiritual. But it was just a day where, you know, and it was a day that lit up because everything else around was dark. Every other day was depressing. Because if you really look at your situation or look at the world we're in now and look at it through the half-empty glass, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll be like, yeah, the world is coming to an end. This is it. We about to die. But if you look at it through the half-full, which was rising ground, like, yo, get up. Rise and grind. Get up. Get up. Be somebody. Go out there and be somebody. Be the one that cured COVID. Be the one that cured cancer. Be the one that helped cure cancer because music beats cancer. Be the one that motivates somebody that's in the house to get out there and be somebody because everybody did come into this earth with the charge of being somebody. Everybody can be somebody. Like even your biggest thug could turn around and be your biggest protector of the hood because, you know what I mean, if you're going to thug for destruction, thug for protection. You know what I'm saying? Protect your older ladies and your women's and your children. I mean, like, do you want your kids to grow up to be gangbang? I know it's some mentally ill people that say, yes, they want their son to gangbang like them, but most people I've known, and especially being a mentor, I'm a mentor now to these middle school kids at Chester Community Charter School. I'm what they call a credible messenger. And I take my job serious, man, because I'm like, no matter what circumstances these kids come from, whatever hood, I came from the hood. They come from the hood. I come, you know, their hood couldn't be no tougher or rougher than mine. Their gangs couldn't be no tougher and rougher than mine. But I came out to be somebody, and I chose to be somebody, and I chose to give them the tools to be somebody. And with that song, it's just like, as opposed to me having to always tell you that you're somebody, maybe you can listen to the music and start dancing. And when we do the show, and that song come on, I'm talking about tear. You thought the Wobble tore something up. Something about rise and grind, tear the place down, like tear it down. Like, you know, these people be like, I think I borrowed this from Jesse Jackson, but it's in the video too. Like, if you check out the video on YouTube, it's just breaking the video. I'll be like, you say, I am. Everybody be like, I am. Somebody. You know, Jesse got him going with that. So I borrowed that too, and I was like, man, it works. People, everybody be, even somebody that think they nobody, when they hear somebody telling you that you somebody, man, you start believing it. Because everybody wants to be a somebody. So sometimes you just got to be pushed into that. So that song to me pushes you into being somebody, even if the world telling you you nothing and the world showing you that it's nothing. But you could be like, I am somebody, man. Somebody got to plant these seeds and make the new grass grow. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. And I like how the song starts. And I definitely like how the song starts, but it's like, time to get up.
time to get up.
There you go. I'm like, there you go.
We outside. Well, you got to get up to get outside. So and let's start it from the beginning. Get up and be somebody. You know what I'm saying? Then go outside and then do the work and let your face with the work. New environment. I mean, there's a lot going on. And we need a bunch of people to have faith and say, this is not how we going to go out. We going out a little bit better than this with some jubilee. Because God knows, this last few years, man, if you got a pessimist attitude, you are crazy by now because this world will make you nuts. But if you got faith, you got to have faith. You got to have crazy faith so you can be like, this world is nuts. But guess what? I'm crazier than this world could ever be. And with my crazy faith, I'm going to make it be what I want it to be because I am somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hold on. I got to give a pause. My bad. I had to give applause on that one. That was powerful, man. That was powerful. I'm sorry.
And I got to give props to Tommy from Milk Boy and Cody from Milk Boy, my man Rich Waller. They made that track slap. You know what I mean? That track slaps. And it's back where I want to be with live music. I want to be back in the live music. That's why my new thing, Supreme and the New Experience. My new single coming out in May, going to be with David Ivory, going to be called Funktastic. So I'm back on my funk, man. I'm back on the funk and back on my go-go. I'm back on my R&B. I'm back giving back good music because the trap music is good, man. But, Lord, it'll put you to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? That laid back.
I need to dance again. I need to get what they had in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s when people the Puff Daddy of the early 2000s. I don't know who switched the tempo to slow and sleep, but it's time to turn the light switch back on and wake up, get up, get out, and be somebody, start dancing and having shows where you want to meet girls and talk to girls, not where you just tick-tocking all over the place to the same ragged ass beat.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Like, stop dancing. Yes. Stop dancing with yourself. Stop dancing with yourself in your phone and find a girl and get on the dance floor and really dance. You know what I'm saying? At least tick-tock
and,
to the phone. Let's tick-tock to the phone, yo.
There you go. And that's the thing. Like, you got...
Word to George Clinton. George Clinton's still doing it at 80-something years old, so I know I can do it now. I got a lot of time to continue where George Clinton gave us the funk, and I gotta take where him and Bootsy did and take it to the next level. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And I was about to mention trust me, we're gonna go into that in a second because I know like I was about to mention like if y'all don't get up on them on TikTok, because you got some dynamite tracks on TikTok, so jump on that. But I know you're speaking about May. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, and I got on my TikTok on the strength of I got to promote my music. You know what I mean? This the new thing? So if you look at my TikTok, you're going to see all Supreme music. You're going to see all Supreme shows.
Yeah.
All Supreme got coming up. I TikTok, and I ain't trying to be conceited, but if it's we gonna TikTok, we gonna TikTok. You know what I'm saying? I ain't TikTok and making somebody else famous. I'm gonna TikTok and make myself famous. You know what I mean?
There you go. And that's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to do it. Because and you touched on this, and you said May, and I'm saying May 20th. Right? And you did speak of Funktastic. And I want you to give the audience just a piece of what to expect on that date. Like, give us, like, a little bit of that energy of what's going to happen on that day.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. We're going to have the Supreme and the New Experience. My little sis, Lisi B. We got three DJs. DJ Doss, DJ Zodic D, DJ CL Smooth. And we got a host of other. We got my young boy, Hayes. And we had the reopen Dobbs on South, which is like South Street, legendary South Street, where people always talk about the songs and music. And as the Philadelphia staple is Dobbs on South, Third of South. And it's going to be a funky, good time. Me and David Ivory's new single with Chuck Treese, new single coming out called Funktastic, and that's where we're going to release the party. The video should be done in April. And I just got a lot of good music coming up. You know, my album, The Concoction, is going to be made this year. Everything. I'm performing with the fabulous Ebony, the legends of the old school artists with my brother Perry P hosting it on the a week before on May 13th at Treasures. You know, Treasures is where we actually had the Wobble release party at where Wobble was born at was at Treasures with the line dancers. So we're gonna be with the OGs that night. I'm gonna be putting on some of that OG funky suits and going out there with the hard bottoms, man. I'm gonna be giving that wobble to them older ladies and them older people that like to funk with the, like I said, the Ebony's is bad, you know what I mean? Forever. It's a classic song. You know, that's my lady's uncle and tribute to them. So I'm, you know, we gonna get it. We gonna get it on the 13th, the 20th, and the 29th. It's gonna be bananas.
That's what I'm talking about. And you mentioned the wobble. Like
fire.
I said, I want to know, again, you probably mentioned already, but the young lady in the video. Please tell the audience who she is, because she matches the song. That's all I got to say. She matches that song.
Her name is, her name is Bruja. She's a healer. She's on, like, I got her tagged on my Instagram, so you could go to her page, and she's a healer. She's another fantastic woman. She just happened to be at a show that we had at Milk Boy for the outdoor on South Street, And I was trying to perform, and she had this dress on, and that leg was hanging out. I couldn't concentrate on my music. I kept messing up the words, right? I was like, literally, like I said, yo, you are distracting me. So I got a song coming up that I need you to come up here and dance with me. Because as long as you're behind me, I know I can perform to the people in front of me because I can't perform with you standing there like that. And she was dancing. And so she got on the stage. And we did Queen of the Wild, which makes women do dance. I mean, women go crazy over Queen of the Wild. But, you know, you from D.C., you know that go-go hit you in your butt. You got to shake it. So anyway.
Yeah, that's classic, too. Mm.
Yeah, and I had the wherewithal to pull out a phone and get a clip of me and her on that stage. And she went viral the first time I put the clip up on Facebook. This was before TikTok. So I put this up on Facebook, and we got like 18,000 views, right? So
Ooh.
My girl was like, you should bring out Queen of the Wobble again. So I said, okay, I listened to my lady. She got good advice. But I said, I got to bring it out right. So I found that clip of me and Shorty, and I put it on TikTok, which I said TikTok didn't exist. Now it's at 6,000 views on TikTok and climbing. I got a whole bunch of new followers, man, and this young lady, and she made me a personal one where she just, because she like making videos to people music, and she did a private one for the Queen of the Wobble. We got that up there, and it kind of jump-start the Queen of the Wobble again, and the Queen of the Wobble is popping, and this girl is getting so much attention, which is cool. I mean, props to her. She's a beautiful lady. And I'm hoping that, you know, like I said, I always tell her, like, yo, you have helped me go viral again. And just for you asking about her, man, her name is Bruja. Bruja, and she's Spanish and Hispanic. And she got that dress was amazing because she did the new video. She's like, I'm going to even do the video in the infamous dress. And she did the video in the infamous dress. And it took off again. Both the videos took off again. Like 18,000 views. I've had her on my show at Toxic, and it's just another young lady. No matter how much the sexy is, she got so much brains, and she's a healer. She do the crystals, and she makes her own tea. She, you know what I mean? She's you got to go beyond the sexy sometimes to find the brains. So
you do.
The young lady, that first thing you can say is, oh, she's so sexy. But then when you find out everything she do, you be like, oh, snap, there go the brains. And it was shout out to my lady, Miss Tony Love, who's a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful woman, but she's smart. She's my accountant. She's my opinion. Like, she's my second in command when I got a project coming. She's the first one I let listen. So, you know, shout out to Tony Love, man. You know what I mean? She's a great sidekick for me and the person to love, and everything is going good. And she got to, you know, keep my business and my finances along with my businessman, Rich Waller. So I just wanted to shout out them and Mark Mills and my squad is dope, man. Sunshine and DJ CL Smooth and DJ Exotic D. We're going to tear the world up this summer. And I can't wait for May. I wish we was outside doing what we're doing right now. But right now we inside just practicing. As you can see, you seen us on the videos. We practicing and we rehearsing.
Yeah.
Because when we come out with this, it's gonna be a mind-blowing experience. And if we can get it together with Spawn and do something on a crazy big level and go overseas and go to different states and show, you know, what she got going on and what I got going on, oh, my God, what you guys got going on, it's gonna be what they call a takeover.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she calls it, too.
Takeover. No more dumb dumb entertainment. No more stupid entertainment. No more brainless entertainment. No more mindless entertainment. No more unfunky entertainment. No more flat and just evil entertainment. No more evil business. No more, like, let's do good business. Let's do good business. Let's make good shows. Let's have great, great concerts. And I haven't seen some good concerts. I've been going to the concerts, too. My man Busta Rhymes is a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, it just gives me hope that it is people out there that's still doing what it's supposed to be done. And now and when I come out there and join them, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
It will be, because that's what I'm waiting on. Is like you said, waiting for the summer. That way you can jump out there and do your thing. Because like you said, May 20th, fantastic. I'm waiting on
out,
it.
Man.
Oh,
bringing the girls out again.
Who
are we gonna get them off
Trust
the wall? Get them off the. Get them off them phones, looking at these, taking pictures of themselves all day. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, you know. It's always good to display your beauty, but come on, man, let's do something different this year. Let's do something amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've been selfied out. That's what that is. It's selfie
I
out.
Too many. Too many. Hey, they started looking like that. It's like butts and boobs. Hey, another picture, butts and boobs.
Right. There you go. That's it. It's like, okay, that's all I see. It's like, okay, all right. Yep, there you go. It's like, okay.
Hey, all right, let me go down my whole timeline. Butt, boob, boob,
mm-hmm.
boob. Uh-oh,
yep.
Back up.
Yep, and let it be on your For You page.
Hey,
that's it. It's For You.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to do something. If you're going to have butts and boobs, let's get it on the dance floor. Let's shake it like a salt shaker or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it. I'm waiting.
Let me see you make it wobble. Let me see you rise and grind with it. Let me see you get up and be somebody with it. That's what I was, you know. Use your beauty for something. Let my mama say, use your head for something more than a hat rack. Come on, let's go.
Ooh,
take and see some
man. That should be on somebody's shirt right now. I should put that on my shirt right there.
Yeah. My favorite saying that I did see, stop making
mm-hmm.
stupid people famous. Can we stop making dumb people famous? Just because you fall down the steps don't make you a star.
Ooh, see, now you probably step on somebody's toes now. You just step on toes. Like, wait a minute,
I'm just saying, man. I'm saying, like, have something to back it up. You're a great interviewer. You can use the falling down the steps if you're gonna do, but you can't keep falling down the steps 20 times thinking it's gonna keep working. Now you fell down the steps.
Right.
Now you got the viewers. Now everybody like, yo, that's the falling down the steps guy. Well, now they see that the falling down the steps guy got some brains, and I can do some things, and I want to show you. Like, I'm just saying, don't keep falling down the steps. You ain't just keep falling down. You did something. You got out there and became somebody, and you is somebody,
right?
And you work for somebody, and now you interviewing somebody. So that means you is falling down steps is just a means to being somebody. You know what I'm saying? But just keep falling
there
down
you
the
go.
Steps. But you think that shit funny? No, it ain't funny no more. After 30th time falling down steps, I can't laugh no more. After 30th time seeing butts and boobs, it ain't sexy no more. Now you got to do something with that.
Right.
Show me how smart you are, miss. You know what I'm saying? Show me how creative you can be with that butt.
And that's the one thing we need to see. No, you good. You good, bro.
I had a great day in church. I had a great day in church, man. I don't know where it's just rubbing off on me now.
But that's what the audience needs. That's what the fans need and they want. It's like you've given that positive message, because that's why I was like, I wanted you to expound on the quote that you gave, especially with Rise and Grind, your latest track. So, because, again, that's something that we need to inspire to be, you know, be it on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. It's like, you know, everybody can post the content, what they want, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the question is, does the content.
What you going to do with it?
Exactly. And I look at it as, does your content inspire somebody else? That's how I always look at it.
That's what I'm about to say. How does it help? Is it helping somebody with this thing you're doing? Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, help us. The world need help. The world need healing. The world need love. The world need to teach these kids to respect each other and respect themselves and respect other people, respect their neighbors and parents and teachers. And you know, hopefully they understand, like, what can we go from there to make that happen for the kids? You know what I'm saying? My generation, we had respect for the most part. You know what I mean? For the most part, because we got most of us in my era got to be this age. Now we got to get these kids that's 17, 18. We got to get them, you know, I don't know if they're thinking about tomorrow to even think about becoming old. But I want them to start thinking about being old I'm thinking about being older. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to think about the future. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you are a future. Like, remember the kids? I believe the children are the future. That future grew up. Now we gotta let these kids know that they're the future so they can grow up. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told, I used to sing that song in Glee Club when I was in elementary school. So that's another unknown fact that people,
you couldn't graduate without singing that song. You couldn't get out of eighth grade in high school without singing that song. So now we got to bring that song back. We got to bring that song back at the emotion.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. I had to sing that song solo.
You had to be Whitney Houston.
I had to. Ooh wee. But one thing I do have to ask you though. Just wanted to ask you because I know you got like not only are you like the hip hop artist and you know definitely inspirational for everything you do, you know, and band leader, and you also have a radio show. So radio show host, you also have added to your resume. So I think it's on Wednesdays, WBNT.
Yeah.
I know you touched on that a little bit. Yeah, so, yeah, give the audience a piece of what goes on that. So, you know, I'm giving all out there. You know, I got to let everybody know what's happening here. Like,
thank you. I thank you so much. Because I do so much, I forget about stuff I do. And if I tell you everything I did, you'll think I was lying or you think I'm bragging. So when somebody else actually did the research and brings this stuff up, I appreciate it. But every Wednesday on WBNC, Breaking Chains Radio, WBNCRadio.org, every Wednesday we have this thing called Wild Out Wednesday with our host, DJ CL Smooth, myself, Supreme, my man Mark Mills and Hershey Lumps, and we have my man Sunshine in the building. Every Wednesday we just go in. It used to be called Way Back Wednesday, and we just play old school, but then we said, let's bring it up to date where we can play everybody. So this year we have been called Wild Out. We changed it to Wild Out Wednesday, and we do it all, everything. Talk about all current events. Give birthday shouts out to all the people having birthdays that week, celebrities and everything, and it's a great show, and it's on WBNCRadio.org, you know what I'm saying? And then my other show is on Toxic Radio, which is with my man Toxic Mike and Toxic Queen Laura, and that comes on every third Wednesday of the month. It's called Funky Contradiction, Supreme's Funky Contradiction, where we just get into everything, and we have special guests, and we have sit-in guests, call-in guests, we have in-studio guests. And we really just talk about what's going on in the mind of Supreme, and it turns out to be a great show every week. I mean, you know, every month, and then every week you can catch me as a guest star on the Relationship Podcast, Relationship 101 on Toxic Radio with my man John Evans, the doctor of love, and we get into relationships. So every Wednesday, ToxicRadio.org, and we talk Relationships 101 podcast every Monday. At 7 o'clock, and that's when we kick it off and we talk about everything relationship. My show is every third Sunday, Funky Contradiction on Toxic Radio at 6 p.m. and then on WBNC Wild Out Wednesday every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. And we're looking to get into some college radio soon. We actually got a call about maybe putting on a show down in Montgomery County Community College. But we'll be on the air, I like the radio thing. It's really, I'm finding my stride. It's a passion that I have outside of singing and doing music. It's like, hey, I'm really good at that. Because I've done movies, and I did a movie with Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Ja Rule, one of the biggest underground movies in the world called Crime Partners. But I just don't have the passion for acting, you know what I mean? Especially when there's such great actors out there that really honed their craft, went to school for it. It's like me trying to get on the football field just because I'm big and I can block maybe one or two, but that disrespects somebody that's been playing football since Pop Warner that went to high school, played football, went to college playing football, got a chance to get drafted in the NFL, and here I come because I'm a rapper and I want to get on the field and put on the jersey and try to get on the foot. Now, that's disrespect. So I fell back from the acting thing. But I really love radio. I really love it a lot. You know what I mean? Even being the fact that I've been interviewed for the last 30 years on every type of radio show, internet radio show that you could name, to having my own show. So I respect the craft of radio. That's why I always respect a great interviewer like yourself, because I'll be like, you know, I've been on some sleepers. Like you said, you've had some sleeper guests. I've been on some sleeper shows where I'll be like, I'm ready to get off of this thing. when is this interview over? It's like watching paper dry, you dig? But when you got somebody that really do the research on you and really care enough to really interview you and get into topics that, like something that's just happened, like, you know, asking about the chick from the Wobble, man. That's something that don't get asked a lot, you know what I mean? Plus, it's current. And the fact that I see you check my Instagram and my TikTok, and you've been all through it. So you've got everything, celebrity boxer, you got this, you got that, you got this. You do your thing. So it made the interview very interesting. Plus, I could not get on a spontaneous show and celebrate her birthday and be boring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We are not gonna wet noodle this show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Got on my watch.
Well, I can honestly say you definitely have done that. And I will speak of March 26th, because you did mention of celebrity boxing. March 26th, I do believe you have an event coming up for that one, right? So you can definitely talk a little bit about that.
What happened was, you know, Damon Feldman is my man. You know what I mean? That's my guy. We started out, I met him in 2016, and I was about to fight an artist named Stitches from Miami. And it went viral with the press conference with me and this kid. Really, we're trying to tear each other's head off. And, of course, everyone loves that. So that went viral. And but the fight never happened. But in the meantime, me and Damon became really great friends, and I've been a supporter of celebrity boxing from day one. I've performed almost every one of his events. Either I'm there setting up my merch table, or I'm actually in the ring announcing something, or breaking up a fight, or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few times I performed with him and his partner, Bitcoin Rodney, and they got this fight coming up March 26th. They got Kid and Play in it. I'll be sure it's fighting my man Hazel Roche. So it's a big time thing. But it's going to be a great event. It's going to be stupid up in Atlantic City at the Showboat. And I usually would be there. You definitely be there. But this year, my show, Urban Expressions, which was like a video music box from New York.
Yep.
Where every city had their underground video show. Our Philadelphia underground video show was Urban Expressions, which was 3-time Billboard nominated independent video show. It's been on for about 20 years, and we're being honored for our 30-year anniversary that night on March 26th down in uptown section of Philadelphia. And I'm going to go to that and be honored with my cast, with the rest of our cast, Keith from Up the Block, Shelly Shell, and of course, Ed Box, who started it. And then whoever else comes out, you know, for that night. But I'm going to go and represent something that I did for 12 years television as a word on the street co-host, interviewer. Mm-hmm. It was a big part of the 90s and 2000s of my life. I was on there for 10 years. So we're being honored for our 30 years. So I'm a Miss Celebrity Boxer, but I definitely will be at the 30th anniversary for Urban Expression. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, things happen. They got Kid and Play.
All right.
They got Kid and Play. They got Kid and Play to take my place. So that should be a good time. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to
be a good
fight.
Shout out
to Kid and Play,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah, shout out to Kid and Play. Shout out to Damon Feldman. Shout out to Bitcoin Rodney. They got it going on at the Showboat, and I was at the press conference. So that at the time, you know what I mean, I was going to perform, but I thought this is a huge event as a part. This is a huge, we don't get too many things in Philadelphia where you get nominated for the work that you've done, especially the historic stuff like Urban Expressions, which was a groundbreaking, you know, before we was BET to a lot of these kids that didn't have cable or when we did get on the cable network, I mean, we still was going strong. And you was watching us just as much as you was watching BET. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got to represent with my Urban Expressions family, you know what I'm saying? Because we all doing great things and we all going to come together for our 30-year honoring. So we definitely going to come next. I definitely got to attend that. So shout out to Celebrity Boxer. But my family at Urban Expressions need me and my lady going to go there and represent that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That is what's up.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, we had to mention that, you know, because again, do you ever have time to sleep at all? Like, it's like you got a lot of stuff happening, shows going on. I mean, appearances.
Yo.
Like, do you ever get at least 20 minutes to sleep? Like, because you got
people see, like, if you look at the gram, you look at the Instagram, Supreme DR, you be like, yo, this dude don't never sleep. Like, I'm either at an open mic, because sometimes I just want to be around music, so I'll go to the open mic. Like, the open mic helped me win to get the recording deal with Milk Boy, to get the three bangers that we just put out. So I don't want to sleep. I mean, you know, I got plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. Right now, I want to get up and be somebody. You know what I'm saying? I want to get up, get out, and be somebody. So I want to rise and grind every day. So what happens is whatever sleep I get, which is I'm trying to do better with getting sleep. But when it's time to go, I want to go. Like, this is downtime for me. You know, this is preparation for when the weather get warm and we come out there and we bust out our thing so big. But yeah, I sleep on the road. I sleep in between the gigs. I sleep in the car on the way to the different states. I sleep at the hotel. I love to swim. So I like sleeping at the hotel. I like going to big hotels and finding the pool and swim at the pool, bring out aqua cream. But as of right now, you know what I mean? I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep. I want more stuff to do. I'm totally honest with you. Like, I feel like I'm slipping because I need, like, my calendar usually be filled up by now, you know what I'm saying? So just to have three or four dates on the calendar right now, I feel like I'm slipping. But I know that's not going to be forever. That's not going to last long. Sometimes I do get impatient, and I got to learn patience that all things come in time, especially when you believe something, you got to give it time to formulate to make it happen for you. So I said what I want. Now I got to just let the road get built for me so I can run on it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's how it is. Like you said, you know, that faith, and it's like, you know that, you know, with the work that you're putting in, and, you know, again, you're a legend. So, again, you know, you're going to have people, like, just ring up the phone. Because I know with COVID, you know, because COVID, like, just messed up everything. You know, that's including myself, you know, because COVID is just one of those things where it just it did everything weird.
It's like everything is weird. It's like it's just weird. As you wake up in the morning, as you rise and grind and be somebody, you sometimes you wake up and be like, what planet is this? What world is this? This is a sci-fi movie. Am I living in Star Trek? Or you know what I'm saying? Is this what the hell is going on? We done overcame slavery. We in the civil rights. And then, just as you think you not a slave no more, or this not, you know, you're not Jim Crow, you know, they don't have white water fountains, there's black water fountains. There's some bananas like George Floyd happened, and he's like, is this America? There's been a war going on over in Ukraine. I'm like, come on now. I thought we end this in the 40s, in the second World War.
They're still going on.
Like, okay, like, we're doing this again. And CNN, man, is really, when you look at CNN, you really think you're watching an alien planet. Like, or you watch a sci-fi flick, and you like, well, they're going to turn the lights on this big box. They're going to turn the lights off on the big blue marble eventually. Because it's like, if you ain't in the earth right now to make it better, to make it last for generations to come, or you really got a mind that you want to murder, kill, and destroy, which is the devil's M.O., because good sense people got to stop letting the devil make a fool of them. That's number one. Because some of the decisions I see, these leaders, dictators, and different people on the street, even our peers, the decisions they make, like, you cannot be of God. Like, you got to be. Like they say, the kids tell you in a minute, I'm on demon time. I'll be like, you absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So you just think mm-hmm. something like that. Like Putin on Putin is on demon time right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we got to believe that that the good will always triumph over evil, but evil get to act a fool before good come in. So evil is acting a fool right now, and I believe the good is going to come in, and everything going to get settled out because everything works out in the end. Like it says in the Bible, it says we win in the end. If you really read the Bible and you look at read all the stories in the Bible, you get to the last word. You get to the end of the story, like, well, we really do win in the end. So, but we just got to fight for it for right now. So, and it's got to have the faith that it's going to happen. And then I believe everything going to be everything. But at the same time, you got to be like, what kind of time is these people on? Crime is at an all-time high. The gas is ridiculous. I mean, the kids is doing whatever they want to do. The parents is helping them do it. And it's like we're just operating operating on demon time, but everybody ain't operating on demon time. So I got to come up with a new way that we got to tell them we operating on angel time. You know what I'm saying? We ain't operating on faith time. And if that gets out there and gets popular, eventually everybody going to get on our time because demon time is rough. You know what I'm saying? You ever look at somebody on demon time?
You ain't never lie.
It's like, yo, is you 45 or you 15? Which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Because black ain't supposed to crack. You know what I mean? He's supposed to look as smooth and good as spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to look as smooth as we do. These kids looking like they 40 and 50 years old. They 15, 16 years old. Like, bro, something wrong. You doing something wrong. Something wrong. I'm a 50-year-old man. I look like I'm 30. Something wrong with what you're doing. You look older than me. You look like my brother. You look like my older brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, my grandmother lived to be 92 years old, and she was beautiful. You dig what I'm saying? Like, yo, the kids is crazy. Like, yo, something got to give. We got to get on that FaceTime, that angel time. You know what I mean? That wobble time. We got to get on that rise and grind time. We got to get on something that's going we got to make spontaneous decisions or something because we got to get it together, people.
Yeah, then I wanted to make a quick mention that she was on Wild About Philly TV, so she wanted to make sure that that everybody knew that. So yeah, so just wanted to make mention.
Okay, please.
But yeah,
please,
so
please,
yeah,
please.
So definitely. But
please
yo,
do.
I know. Man, we came unfortunately to the end of everything, but I do want
to
say thank you, my brother. Yeah, which is unfortunate. Which is unfortunate. I mean, I wish we could have gone, go another hour. But I know that we'll be another part to this. I know there's another part to this. I know there is. So we definitely going to get in touch with you once again. We're going to bring you back. Definitely. So, yeah, but definitely give everybody, where they can find you, your social media pages, everything, so that way they know where to pinpoint you, bro.
All right. On everything that's about me could be found on my website, which is Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-E-M, and thenewexperience.com. And you can find me on Instagram at S-U-P-R-E-E-M-D-R. That's Supreme, D-R. And then, of course, Twitter, same. TikTok, same. S-U-P-R-E-E-M-D-R. And on Facebook, Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-E-M, The Resurrector. And anything else that you really want to know about me, man, all you got to do is type it in that Google. I'm Googleable, baby. You know what I'm saying? Just find me and learn all you want. And I will give you my phone number, but too many crazy people out there.
yeah, you're right. Yeah, don't put that out. Bro, I'm pretty sure you're like me. You check your text message, like, who is this? Who is this? Okay.
Scam likely.
Right.
Scam likely. Leave him alone. I like that feature. Scam likely call me all day long. I don't even want to know what he want. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real.
Exactly.
But I'm very reachable and I'm very, very personable. So if you contact me and please check out my music on YouTube under Supreme, the Resurrector. Check out my music in the bios of each page, as far as the Supreme and the New Experience page and the Supreme BR page. I'm reachable. Just look up Rising Ground, Queen of the Wild Bull. Give me all those great songs that you heard in the beginning. It's all on every platform. Shout out to Who Mag, my man Rob Schwartz. Who Mag Distribution got me all over the planet. You dig?
And go to Amazon.
Who Mag Distribution. Amazon.
The tracks are there too.
Amazon.
Yeah,
because
I got
Spotify.
I got
Tidal.
Yep.
Everything. Everything. Everywhere music is sold or seen, you can find Supreme. You know what I mean?
There you go. Because I got my copies. So make sure y'all get
yours.
Appreciate
y'all. You, brother. And the album is coming soon. Full Length will be out in 2022. I promise you.
Yes. Yes. So make sure y'all go to his social media pages. That way you are updated on what is up and coming. So make sure y'all go out there and grab it. And like I mentioned before,
yep.
Spahn, we'll definitely have you back on. So my brother, thank you so much. Again, a pleasure. That's why we love you, man. That's why we
love
you.
Too,
that's
man.
Why we love you, bro. Appreciate you.
Love you guys too, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No problem. But don't go nowhere yet. Don't go anywhere because, as you know, each and every episode ends with a song. And this is a song
mm-hmm.
that we must end with. So this song
mm-hmm.
here is released as a third single from this duo's album. The song was, or what is, the group's first top 10, or top 40, excuse me, in the first top 10 hit in the U.S., first appearing in August of 1975. This group was dubbed the Blue-Eyed Soul Brothers from Philadelphia. All right, so with
Whoa.
That, we leave you with Daryl Hall and John Oates' Sarah Smile. And on that note, we hope that we've made you smile tonight. From all of us here at PLM, and especially on behalf of my brother here, Supreme the Resurrector, please be safe out there, everybody. And we love y'all. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, we're waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I'll warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and ever. Sarah, smile. I want to smile for me, Sarah. Sarah, smile. I want to smile.
me feel